So the best thing to do is be thankful and give thanks to the Lord for this lifetime. Because in this lifetime, I can undo the negative and gain the positive. The world is a rare opportunity for maximum spiritual growth. Undo the bad and the earning of the new. That calibrates at 5:10. So that's a very trustable teaching. 5:10 is a very trustable teaching then. To a more advanced mind, the meaning of the world is the presence of divinity as the perfection of all that is. But by that time, a person is very advanced to see that the world is an expression of divinity. The world and humanity were created by God and are therefore divinely inspired and intrinsically holy. Wow. The world and humanity were created by God and therefore divinely inspired and intrinsically holy. When the ego subsides, the intrinsic beauty and perfection and holiness of all that exists shines forth like a radiance. It shines forth from the world itself. It's like you witness the world is illuminated and the energy of luminosity shines out of everything that exists. And when you first perceive of it, you have to pull your car over to the side. The intrinsic beauty and perfection of all that exists shines forth because all that exists is God. All that exists, there's nothing that exists that is not God. But the divinity of his essence does not shine forth because we tend to project onto it our own perceptions and belief systems about the world. A more limited view then, the world is merely a physical product of the physical universe. This is the pedestrian scientific viewpoint. And there are professional atheists, you know, some of them are supposedly are humorous too. And they're professional atheists and they poo-poo anything, any other depiction of the universe, that the world is merely a physical product of the physical universe and God is an illusion. God is an illusion. And the professional atheist feels sorry for us. His view of the world, the view that he presents, calibrates at 190, that it's just a physical phenomena, and that God is just an illusion. Human life is an expression of God's will, by which the Godhead fulfills the actualization of infinite potentiality, calibrates at 560. All that is not only created by God, all that is God. All that is God. How it is perceived, then, would be a positionality, but it's reality. So we see that the intrinsic divinity of all things shine forth. When the ego collapses, the radiance of divinity shines as the essence of all that exists shines forth like a blinding light. You almost step back from it like this because suddenly the awareness opens up to you and you have to pull your car over to the side of the road. The intrinsic beauty and perfection of all that exists. You say, certainly, this box of Kleenex cannot be an example of divine perfection. Is this divine perfection? Walgreens? Walmarts. Oh, Walmarts. Well, that's different. What strikes you at first when this phenomena begins to unveil itself is the stunning realization that it is, that anything is. It's the stunning realization of existence. To exist as this, or exist as this, or exist as this, doesn't really make that much difference. Like, these are flowers, and these are flowers, and these are flowers. What's stunning is that they exist at all. That anything has existence is the first stunning thing. So as I look at these flowers, I can't let myself look at them too long because the divinity of their beauty begins to shine forth and you stop talking because you're like unable to speak at the splendor of the revelation of such incredible beauty. So after a certain degree of the development of inner awareness, you go past a certain stage. To function in the world, you have to pull back to a certain degree. In the state that you were driving around the side of the mountain, you can't drive into the city and drive through Phoenix in that particular level of consciousness. You'd have to get off the road. So these states of consciousness tend to come and then they recede because if they continue, it's almost impossible to function. In a state of divine illumination, it's almost impossible to function in the world. In fact, it is impossible to function in the world. In fact, it's hard to even stay in the world, because in that level you have permission to leave. And you see, you're not a physical body. You're not going to die anyway. It's just that you depart from the physicality. Darwinian biologic certitude that man descended from the monkeys. Man descended from the monkeys. Ah, oh, poor monkeys. They always get blamed for it. A monkey once said to me, "Don't blame me." Don't blame me. To me, a sense of humor is one of the most positive things you can have in life. A sense of humor will help you recover from just about anything. If you can laugh at it, you can put it away. And I've handled many of the great trials and tribulations of life with a sense of humor. You lost his thumb. Well, you don't need two of them anyway to hitchhike, do you? You know, you only need one thumb to hitchhike. So what do you want the other thumb for?